Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Betanias, on days of Tainus, like Lo Aleinu, if they had a famine, or like brought in the Gemara in Tainus, that they had locusts or things like that, so they all fasted, and they used to have to blow the shofar and the chatzotzros. So Mishnah tells us, B'shal Zecharim Kefufin, so the type of shofar that they used was from a ram that was a bent-over shofar, Ufian Mitzupa Kesef, and by the mouth, it was covered in silver as opposed to gold, Ushtei chatzotzos be'emsa. But in this case, the two trumpets, the two chatzotzos, they were in the middle, and the shofars were on the outside. I guess also, what's happening is that here, on the days of the Tainis, you'd have two chatzotzos in the middle and two shofars on the outside. Masha Enkein on the Rosh Hashanah, there was one shofar in the middle and two chatzotzos on the outside. But here, shofar mekatzer, v'chatzotzos ma'arichos. So the shofar that was on the outside, that did not blow out a sound as long, it was shorter. V'chatzotzos ma'arichos. But the trumpets would continue to blow. Shemitzvos hayom b'chatzotzos. Because the mitzvah of the day of Atinus is with the chatzotzos. That's the main mitzvah. And that's what the Torah says. V'hariosim b'chatzotzos. On the day of Tzar lo aleinu. And this is only done in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, you did not blow the shofar and the chatzotzos together. If you had one, you didn't blow with the other one.